1D Listening Skills Exercise 5, page 12. You'll hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about special events. Look at task 1. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H the reason each speaker gives for enjoying the event. Now look at task 2. For questions 6 to 10, choose from the list A to H what each speaker thinks could have potentially upset the event. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. Speaker 1.
Uncle James was quite overwhelmed that we had gone to such great lengths to organize his retirement bash. He was ever so grateful, but at the same time quite regretful. You see, he had always enjoyed what he did, and he had a great rapport with his colleagues. So much so that he really didn't want to retire. That's why we weren't sure if he would be troubled by the celebrations. Luckily, as it turned out, it was just what he needed. An added bonus was that it gave me a chance to catch up with some of the extended family, in particular, my second cousin Dennis. I'd never really spoken to him before, so it was a good opportunity to rectify that.
Speaker 2.
We're a close-knit family, so everyone was delighted that Sophie and Barry were getting hitched, but I wasn't sure if I would be able to make it. When the invitations arrived, I was devastated when I realized that the big day coincided with the first day of term. Thankfully, my parents cleared it with my school that I would start the year late so I could attend. It was a lovely ceremony, even though most of the other guests were from Barry's side. But we enjoyed it regardless. What made it for me was Sophie and Barry's obvious delight that we had made the effort to go, and of course seeing how happy they were together.
Speaker 3.
I'm still not sure why I was put in charge of the arrangements for the graduation trip, because I had never done anything like it before. But everyone is still telling me what a great time they had. Made me realise I have a talent for organisation. To begin with, I had thought to do something simple, like a barbecue. But everyone had such great suggestions, I was inspired to incorporate as many of them as I could. And we ended up going on an activity camping trip. Although, to tell you the truth, it almost didn't happen at all. When I made the booking at the campsite, the dates got mixed up, but it all got sorted in the end, and there are even plans for a reunion trip soon.
Speaker 4.
The barbecue for the twins' birthday has been planned for weeks, but when little Jacob developed a temperature the night before, we thought it would be cancelled. Turns out it was just a 12-hour thing. And he was right as rain on the big day. If anything, it was his sister that wasn't happy. She cried the house down the whole day, poor little thing. Maybe the number of people there was too much for her. Anyway, I was thrilled when I saw that their mother had dressed them in the outfits I had made them. My knitting skills have improved immensely, and everyone commented on how cute they looked in their outfits. It was a genuine compliment that she had chosen them.
Speaker 5.
Your son turning 30 is a pretty big deal, so my parents went to a lot of effort to make it a night to remember. But Kevin almost put a spanner in the works when he announced that he was taking a new job in America, which was due to start before his birthday. My parents ran themselves ragged trying to arrange everything for an earlier date, but they pulled it off. It was a great night, and it was really touching when they put on a slideshow of his life. I got a little choked up when it got to the picture of Kevin and me playing with our childhood pet. It reminded me how much I was going to miss my brother when he left. I wasn't expecting that.